Hello, everyone. Welcome to Growing Up, the Age of Your Emotions podcast. I'm Dr. Melanie. Dr. Melanie Empowers, Empower to Lead. Those are all names that I go by. Today, we're going to talk about resentments. And I'm going to share about having disdain, when you want to retaliate, and when there's spite. We talk about the age of your emotions because there is something that happened in your past that brings forward some ill feelings that you may have towards someone else. Or if you're holding a resentment, why you may hold that resentment, what is causing you to do that. So let's look at disdain. Disdain is an open dislike for someone considered unworthy of respect. How often have you felt that someone had disdain for you? I can answer that question. Being a woman who is Black and in a white-collar position, I often feel that people have disdain towards me because I believe that they think that I don't deserve to be in the position that I'm in. Now, why do I care about what other people think? And why am I so sure that they have disdain? Well, it may be the actions that they take. It may be how they treat me or how they don't treat me. I watch people sometimes with others, and then I watch how they interact with me, and I can see the difference. So it's not something that I'm making up in my mind, but I don't know, maybe they have some emotions that are brought forward from some type of trauma or issue or activity that happened in their past. I don't know why they do it. I just know that it happens. There is a person that I have had contact with from time to time throughout my career. And I know that in my mind, I believe that I celebrate everybody. I think that everyone has the right to be successful, that they're it's warranted to celebrate them, to encourage them, to be happy for them. Well, when I earned my doctorate degree back in 2009, someone told me that people are not going to be happy for me, and why did I think they should be? And as I said, this person has been around for many years throughout my career. We travel in some of the same circles. We conduct similar type of activities throughout our career, engage with some of the same people, you know, in different industries. You're apt to meet people who know each other. So if you're in the insurance industry, well, a lot of people in that industry know each other. In tech, you run the chance of a lot of people knowing each other. I recently saw this person and they wanted to know, how did I get some of the positions that I've had over the years? How did I, why do I have my own business? How did I do that? What made me so special that I could do all of this? And they said it jokingly, but I don't think that they were joking. And it matters to me because that's a feeling that deep down, as a child, I've wanted to get approval from others. And that's why I'm often concerned about what other people think. Because I want you to approve, because I was rejected. and abandoned as a kid. And it's, you know, it wasn't because it was intentional. It's because it just happened that way. Things happened, and that's what happened for me. Well, through the years, I've gone through therapy, had spiritual sessions with different people, and I've gone to church. I, you know, believe in a higher power, etc. Now I'm at a point in my life where, in the back of my mind, and because this is something that I've lived with for a long time, wanting the approval of others, I know it's still there, but I don't let it come to the surface too much. I recognize it, and I know that it exists, and I don't allow myself to feed into my concern about what someone else feels or thinks about me, or what their opinion may be about me. Because my intentions are usually genuine. I don't try to manipulate or control too much, because I've learned how to grow from that. But it just amazes me how people can have disdain. And I mentioned, because I'm a Black woman, a lot of Caucasians don't like me. They disregard me, and they do have disdain. I can hear it in their voice when they're talking, that they feel like they don't have to have respect for me. They overlook me often, and I have to make myself be seen. I feel like my life is often as if I'm walking against the wind. It's really windy, and I'm walking. The wind is coming from the north, and I'm going north, and the wind is pushing me back, and I'm having to struggle to walk. That's how my life feels every day. So the age of my emotion, or the emotion that I had when I felt like I needed to get approval from others, came from when I was, I guess, about maybe 8 or 9 years old, due to some changes, major changes in my family, and just some of the experiences that I had as a kid. So I'd like to hear from you about your experiences with disdain and what you want to do about it. What are some changes that you have made or want to make so that you don't have to accept disdain from others? All right. So the second one that we talked about is retaliate. And retaliate is to repay in kind, return like for like. So if someone does something to you, you feel like you want to do it to them. If you heard someone say an eye for an eye, if you do something, then I'm going to do it back to you. If you didn't attend my event, then I'm not going to attend yours. What age is that? Where do you think that comes from, when people fold their arms and say, I'm not going to do it. You didn't do it for me, so I'm not going to do it for you. I've done that before, but I realized how that all ties into having resentments instead of having acceptance. And having a resentment is just another way of trying to control people, their emotions, or their interactions with you. And I don't want to retaliate, because I do believe that what we put out there comes back to us. So I strive to be kind and do things for others that I would want them to do for me. I strive to treat people like I want to be treated, but it wasn't always like that, of course. Before I went through therapy and some of the different experiences that I had to grow up emotionally, I would want to retaliate or even have disdain. So let's, when you have an opportunity to retaliate, do you do it? I'm not saying reciprocate. Reciprocate is, just think of it as being more positive. If, you know, if you do something for me, I can do it for you, something kind. Retaliate is more in vain, or has vengeance, or you want revenge, or you're angry, or you want to pay someone back for harm that you believed they caused you. I had an experience when I was a kid. Someone did something to me. And I wanted to pay them back. I wanted to retaliate. I wanted them to feel the hurt that I felt. And even as an adult, a young adult, I have wanted people to experience the hurt that I had felt, or that I believed that they caused me. So I wanted them to have it back. I have someone with whom I engage with in a working environment. And they got into a disagreement with someone. And that was, I guess, about 3 years ago. And still to this day, when you bring that person's name up, they have nothing positive to say. And it wasn't a personal attack that or encounter that they had with each other. It was more of a power play, a position of, you know, I can get my way. I can get you to do what I want you to do. And the other person was feeling the same way. So they were both pulling, trying to take the power away from one another. And both of them just seemed really, really immature. And this was, you know, on a conference call with, you know, many people. And I tried to get them to stop, and they didn't stop. So I just stayed out of it. But it just amazed me how people will act from time to time if they have a disagreement, and how they can hold on to it. Because I was told that any feelings that you hold on is hurting you more than it's hurting the person that you have the feelings against. It's not, they probably have forgotten all about it, or don't even know that you have those ill feelings, but it's hurting you more than it's hurting them. And the last one is spite, being petty, having ill will or hatred. And I feel like all three of these align with resentments, spite, and being petty. I know many people like that to this day. They act like they're in elementary school when they're engaging with others, having ill will or hatred against someone because they didn't compliment them, or they didn't speak to them. She saw me and she didn't speak to me, so now I'm mad at her. How do you know you saw her? Did you acknowledge that you saw her or saw them? So those are just, you know, some examples, but I would like to get your feedback and hear what you have to say or share about any of these topics. And we'll have more, but I really wanted to talk about how we can let those things go. Like I said, it's not really beneficial for you. It's not helping you grow or providing anything positive for you. Having resentments or disdain or wanting to retaliate, having spite, being petty and having ill will, resentments, all of that can cause physical harm, emotional, mental, spiritual harm to you. You can get really sick behind that. You can miss out on opportunities that have been afforded you, and you're so busy having those ill feelings that you can't even recognize something positive in front of you or even moving on. Why not just let it go? How does it serve you to hold on to those feelings? How does it benefit you at all? Why do you care? And those are just some things I've had to learn, because, you know, like I said, I've experienced that. I was bad with someone for 7 years. They said some things to me that really hurt my feelings, because I had been nothing but kind to them. And the one time that they wanted me to do something for them and I said no, they just totally turned the tables on me and really just hurt me. I was hurt because I didn't expect that from them. I thought I knew them and the type of relationship that we had, and I was wrong. And I didn't talk to them. I didn't want to. And it really bothered me. I didn't know how much it bothered me until I started writing about it, started journaling and talking about it. And then I finally reached out to that person and made an amends with them. And I felt a lot better than I had. And it took a while, because there was a lot of residue that I had been holding on to from that experience. It kept building up and building up. And, you know, just acknowledging it one time and journaling about it one time is not going to, you know, make it completely go away. It took a lot of work and courage for me to admit that I needed to let it go, because I wasn't. I was holding on to that, and it really hurt me more than it hurt them. I think I got physically sick. I gained a lot of weight because I was eating my feelings, trying to make myself feel better. And I know that experience, me holding on to that, was really, you know, hurting me, and I needed to let that go. I didn't know that it was bothering me as much until I started talking about it. So I just want to get you to think about that. Think about your resentments, how you're holding on to things, what you believe someone may have done to you, or what other, you know, what you may have done to someone else. And maybe you need to look at that. But just think about, you know, how you can grow up, because the age of those emotions they're all coming from something that transpired when you were younger and you brought it with you, your beliefs, you know, whether it's disdain against someone because their skin color is different than yours, or because they started at the same time you did, but they moved past you and now their successes have exceeded the successes that you have. So now you have disdain for them, or you have ill will against the person because it may be some jealousy or envy. Those can lead to resentments also, and lead to you have an ill will against someone. So you just have to think about, you know, how you want to live your life. Is the life you live something that you're excited about? Are you, you know, grateful that you get up every morning, and, you know, whatever your circumstances are you grateful that, you know, for those circumstances? Because I always think that everything can always be worse. Anything could be worse than what it is. Even if it's horrible, it could be worse. It could be a totally different situation than what it currently is. So I give thanks for, you know, just being able to breathe on a consistent basis, waking up, my eyes open, you know, and that I have the ability to talk to you through this podcast, that I wanted to share this with you, because I know in my experience, this is a topic that we don't talk about that much. And we'll get into some nitty gritty details and just talk about, share different examples. But these are some things that I wanted to share this week in the podcast. And as we continue to have more, we will talk about more. So thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of this. You can reach me at Dr. Melanie Empowers on Instagram, and my email address is contact@drmelanieempowers. I wish you a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Have a great night.